Yeah, so I think overall, I think Malcolm was horrible. This is the key game. I'm inducting, and I'll say this, I'm inducting Malcolm to the flops of the season because this guy's a flop. This guy is a flop. I repeat myself again. This dude is a flop. Please let's sell him. He slows down the Barcelona play. This guy is a flop. This guy is a flop. And unfortunately, I just don't see what this dude is doing for this team because, again, we bought him for a high amount of money in the summer. But unfortunately, it didn't happen. Malcolm is already a Brazilian. I rather cut my losses on this dude, knowing that he won't be playing. I rather cut my losses based on his performance today against homeboys Cultural Leonosa. These are boys that are from the hood. And for us to play Cultural Leonosa from the hood and you to get go into the hood and not surprise and be a trash player like that, my gosh, the guy is a flop of the season. This dude cannot even touch a ball. I don't know what he is. Sometimes he moves to the attacking mid, sometimes he plays winger. I really don't know what this dude is. I really don't know. I don't know if he plays winger, but what I'm gonna tell Malcolm is he needs to be a much, much better player. Because again, I think Malcolm has the potential to become something great. I just don't think it's Barcelona. I think Barcelona is a club where you are expecting. You need to, because there's a difference. Because you can go to a club like Barcelona and go to this club and literally, have two or three games where you don't perform and then Barcelona just sits on the bench. And that's how it is. That is how it is. And I feel like with the club that we are, Malcolm, it does not fit what we are trying to do with this Barcelona. I don't think he helps this Barcelona team. I don't think he does anything for this Barcelona. I don't think he gives Barcelona something extra. I think he's a very good winger in terms of he can pass defenders, he can dribble past defenders, he can do something like in terms of make a certain magic happen. But I just don't think that Malcolm is the player who you can depend on and say, oh my goodness, he's going to give me a goal. Oh my goodness, he's going to do something different in this game and, be effective. And I don't think Malcolm is effective. That is the thing here is there's a difference between Barcelona quality players and players who come to Barcelona, but they are not Barcelona quality-esque. One of them being a player like and I'll say this, a player such as a Alex Vidal, he wasn't Barcelona quality last season because, again, Alexis Vidal wasn't that kind of guy who you would have said, my gosh, this dude is, Barcelona-esque kind of type of signing. He wasn't that. And I think with Barcelona right now, Malcolm, yes, he's a good winger, but he needs time. He needs to get some play time. Play him against Vallecano. Play him against teams like that. Let him play those kind of games. This, to me, playing Copa del Rey makes no type of sense. I think it makes a lot more sense if Malcolm is a guy who, yes, he's playing the winger role, but he's playing more as a player who can, get on defenders, get on defenders, get on defense. I don't think that's Dembele's job. I think Dembele's job is to cross the ball inside. I think Malcolm is a totally different guy where he wants to take on defenders. He wants to do a bit of magic and get something a bit like Neymar. So I think I think Malcolm still needs time to adapt, but for me, I'm going to say he's the brick of the game today. He to me to play against hood cultural Leonese, sideshow cultural Leonosa, and just like not even perform. This is terrible. You should be performing against this kind of team because you've played these kind of teams in Lagos. And I think with Malcolm, this is doomsday for him, really, because this is the chance that Valverde initially gave him to prove his worth. And I don't think he showed anything in this game against Cultural Leonosa. There's an argument that, yes, Denis Suarez was a bit of a brick. Because, again, I felt like Denis Suarez, especially that chance that he had at the end where he passed these dudes, he had that one touch, he should have scored that goal. You should score goals like that. You have to score goals. You have to score goals like that. And I don't think Denis Suarez quite did it. And my thing about Denis Suarez is I think his playing time will be limited. I think last season was a season where he got a lot of playing time. Another player that I think we should be moving on is him. Because, again, I don't know what we're going to be doing with this dude, you know. I respect him. I really liked him last year. I thought he was a really good player last season. But Denis Suarez is not the player of last season. And I just feel like even with the passes that he was trying to make today, it didn't quite execute well. It wasn't really going well for him in terms of like execution and passing the ball. A lot of the Cultural Leonosa defenders, the hood defenders, were really, really getting on his skin. And for me, like I said, Leonosa is a team who are literally fourth in the Segunda B division, you know, and they're actually doing well. They're actually doing well in the Segunda B division. For me, I think that we should have, honestly, I think we should be winning by more goals against Cultural Leonosa. But I predicted wrong because, again, I think Leonosa got the better of us. Even in the first half, I was very impressed with what some of the dudes in Cultural Leonosa was trying to do, especially when they were trying to shoot the ball long, trying to, you know, get in front of the defenders and getting at the defenders' shoulders and toes. I really, really liked that. And I think with Cultural Leonosa, what I'll be looking at them for is, I want them to, because, Cultural Leonosa have a chance in Camp Nou. They really do have a chance. If Barcelona play this same team in the Camp Nou, I'm sorry, I think Cultural Leonosa has a real big chance. But for me, because, again, we won by one, but still, like, is, you know, we should be able to at least beat Cultural Leonosa, because, listen, we also had chances, but I think Leonosa had a lot of chance. So if they could have put that in and punish us with those chances, I think Cultural Leonosa would have beaten Barcelona today by 5, because honestly, Barcelona was terrible. Exceptional defense from Chumi. I think Chumi is the man of the match. The dude is the man of the match, and I say this, Barcelona needed a defender. Vermaelen is injured. Umtiti is injured. And they only have Longley. And I think Chumi is the perfect guy who I can say can replace a brick like Piqué. Because, again, I feel like Chumi did really, really well. I feel like Chumi did really well. And I think in the game against Vallecano on Saturday, why not give this dude a chance? Why not give this dude a chance? Why not give this dude a chance? And I asked that question with Valverde, is why not give this dude a chance? Because I think he really did impress. I think he deserves to be in this formation on Saturday so that it can give rest to Piqué. Because, again, even the El Clasico, there was some shaky moments with Piqué that I didn't really like. And I just feel like with Chumi and Longley at the centre-back partnership against Vallecano, that makes a lot more sense. You start seeing a defensive stability because, again, with a centre-back, you have to communicate. You have to be a captain. You have to own your position. And that is what I love about the centre-back position because I used to be playing it. Leonosa did good. Leonosa did good. Leonosa did good. And I think, like I said, we could have lost today. We actually could have lost. But what a save from my guy, Cillessen. Cillessen is that dude. Cillessen is that dude. Cillessen is that dude because I've not seen a much better backup goalkeeper than this dude ever in my whole entire life. He's not playing any games. The dude is not getting any minutes. But to make a save like that, this is that ball was going in. That ball was going in, and to make it, it was good. So for I think, and I'll say this, and I'll end with this. With Barcelona, the main problem here is these guys need to work on their control, especially the midfielders who are on the bench sometimes, like Vidal, Denis Suarez, Alenia, some of Sampier's. That guy's crap. I don't care about what you guys say. Sampier is crap. He's crap. He's a flop. I've not seen a guy who's played 32 minutes in my whole entire life. It's poor. It's appalling. But these dudes need to know how to control. And I feel like if Alenia and Denis Suarez and all these dudes know how to control, learn how to control, and also like work on the finishing touches, because I think Dembele had some really good moments today where, you know, his finishing touches wasn't just quite there. So he needs to execute on those finishing touches. But anyways, guys, like I said, we got the win and can't wait for Vallecano.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.